I'm Walt Lindelo with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Dan Skews, superintendent of the Negaunee Public Schools, for a district update as the new calendar year is underway. Here's more with Superintendent Dan Skews from the Negaunee Schools.
Some events that are happening at Lakeview on January 13th, we are going to be having our awards program at Lakeview. Those are going to be students who are going to be receiving awards based on their first trimester performance. We're on trimesters at our elementary school. So that'll take place on January 13th. Also later this month at Lakeview, we're going to have our Title I parent workshop. Just watch for a flyer coming home with your student from Mrs. Peterson regarding that. We have a parent group meeting coming up on the 18th at 6 o'clock. And then our Friendship Festival, which it's hard to believe that we're at that time in the year, is scheduled for February 3rd.
And what is that?
The Friendship Festival is just a time for students to come down to the gym. A lot of volunteers are there. They get to play different games and just take a break from the normal academic rigor that they're used to and just have a day of fun. And different class or grade levels come down at different times, and it's just a really neat event. Some middle school student council students come over and they volunteer their time to help out at the different stations, and it's a good day for the Lakeview students.
We're talking with Dan Skews, superintendent of the Negaunee Schools. You touched on middle school students coming over. Middle school's got some things going on too. Tell us a little bit about what's happening there.
We do. One of the events that I wanted to touch base with everybody on is regarding a presentation that's going to be done on January 12th to middle school and high school students. There are three different presentations, one for our 5th and 6th, one for 7th and 8th, and then one for 9th through 12th. And it's Detective Todd Wilton from Homeland Security is going to come in and do something called an iGuardian presentation. And what it is it combats online predators, and it gives a heads up to our students as far as high-risk social media apps. It touches on sexting, cyberbullying, and then there's going to be a parent workshop later that night as well. So that's going to be a very beneficial presentation for our students, especially at that age level. Because social media is where we're at right now, and it can be used as a powerful positive thing, but unfortunately some negative pieces come from that as well, and Detective Wilton is going to hope to prevent some of our students from being victims of any online issues that could come up.
If people have questions about that presentation, that's more for the parents coming up that evening, is it, or when is it?
It would be that evening, yep. And you can give me a call at my office. That number is 475-4156 for more information.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things at the middle school and also what's on the docket at the high school for folks to know about.
The students in our environmental adventures class are eighth grade students. It's an elective class taught by Krista Squires and Mark Churchill. They get to have their end of the semester camp out. It's a 24-hour wilderness adventure on Hog's Back. That's going to happen on January 19th. The entire class is designed around outdoor living and what it would take to survive in the wilderness. And it's a really neat class, but that kind of culminates the semester, and it is a semester-long class. So that's going to take place on the 19th, where they spend the night out in the woods. We host the home basketball tournament for middle school boys this year. The first round of games is January 12th, and then the semifinal on the 17th. And then we have our school spelling bee on February 1st. And again, it's crazy to think that we're at that time of the year. It's kind of neat in Negaunee because we host the UP spelling bee as well. So as a middle school principal a few years ago, and then for several years prior to that, I was able to see the beginning stages and work all the way through until the UP Spelling Bee, where the winner of the UP ends up in Washington, D.C. at the National Spelling Bee. So that's a really cool experience.
What's happening at the high school?
A few things at the high school. This Saturday, the robotics team will be competing at Northern Michigan University. That should be a really neat event. Today is a special day for our health occupation students that we co-op with Ishpeming and Westwood. They get approved to work in hospitals today, so they get to figure out where they're going to be for the next semester. And then the end of the semester is coming up for both the middle school and high school. Exams at the high school are the 24th, 25th, and 26th of January, and the new semester begins on January 30th.
Lots of other things happening, too.
Well, one more thing that I wanted to touch base with, and it's something that I'll continue to touch on, is our sinking fund renewal. It's going to expire at the end of 2017. It's important to the district that the sinking fund is what we used to fund all of our construction or renovation projects. If we don't go to the voters for a bond, We use sinking fund money, and with the idling of the empire, we're taking a hit on specific ore money. So for us to renew the sinking fund will be huge to the district and to upkeep all of the current things that we have going on.
If people have questions about that, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
As far as the sinking fund renewal, you can definitely call the central office. Again, that number is 475-4156. But any other event, feel free to call the building or tune into our Facebook page or our district's webpage.
That's the comments of Negaunee Public Schools Superintendent Dan Skews. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.